Are you ready?
This is the Sean Salisbury Show, brought to you by Quicken Loans. Take advantage of historic low rates. Go to Rocket Mortgage today.
You can't handle the truth.
Follow the show on Twitter at @SSalisbury Show.
Hold that thought.
From the Quicken Loans studios in Houston, with the bench warmers, here's Sean Salisbury.
Well, friend of the show, first team in the Sweet 16. The West Virginia Mountaineers are in, headed to San Jose. Thursday night, they'll take on one seed Gonzaga. What a hell of a run it's been so far, and it's far from over. We're joined now by West Virginia Mountaineers head coach and a friend of the show, Bob Huggins. Huggs, great to have you on. Congratulations, my man.
Thanks, Sean. Great to be with you.
It's great to be with you. Heck, I didn't even go to either school, but knowing both of you, I was sure proud. Have you and Frank talked about this Sweet 16 appearance for both yet?
No, he called me today, and I was in practice, and I texted him last night. Of course, he was tied up last night, and I knew he would be. So, no, we haven't spoken yet. We'll speak tonight.
Well, let's talk about your team, Coach. Impressive starts against Bucknell and Notre Dame. You're going to face a really good team with really good guard play. But you and I have talked about this. Last time we were on, we talked about conditioning and your full court press. It worked, obviously did a great job against Notre Dame. How do you know when, from Saturday to Thursday, Coach, to back off and get your team's legs back so they're ready to go again on Thursday with that 94 feet of pressure?
I don't.
You really don't, do you?
No, I really don't. I mean, I wish I did. I know it, when Cincinnati, it was three-quarter court, but it was, I mean, we got after people pretty good, and I'd never backed off. But we had 15 scholarships back then, and I had more guys. And so I think we got away with it because we had more guys. But I don't know. I worry about not being in good enough condition, and I worry about, working them too hard.
Dealing with that, will there be a time if you see, Coach, well, it's not, I mean, obviously you make changes during a game, but is this one, I mean, you're sold to this. This is 94 feet. You're going, this is 40 minutes of hell for these guys. Gonzaga's going to see it regardless, correct?
Well, I don't think we know anything else at this point. We've been doing it for 3 years, and so, you take the Dexter Miles, Javon Carters, Tariq Phillip, and Nate Adrian, and those guys, they don't know anything else. Elijah Macon, that's what they've done for 3 years. I'd be a fool to change it now, I believe.
Voice of Bob Huggins, West Virginia Mountaineers head coach, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Coach, got some great shooting and got a fast start from your team. How important will that be against Gonzaga?
Well, it's always better, but I mean, we can play a lot of different ways, Sean, I think, and I think with our ability to create spurts with our defense, we're going to be okay, I think. I hope so anyway. They're good, and Fuey does a great job. I've got a lot of respect for him and the job he's done there. So, I mean, we know it's going to be hard, but, I mean, it's supposed to be hard this time of year.
Yeah, it sure is. Down to 16. Coach, I always wonder, how would you offensively approach a team that was coached by you? If you were playing against a team that was playing 94 feet and you were playing against yourself, how would your offense approach this press?
Well, Sean, you want me to tell you that, and then I know Mark Few's listening.
The genius.
John Miller's listening in Tucson, and Chris Mack's listening in Cincinnati. I'd just as soon tell you later on.
How about after you win the national championship, we'll have you on and we'll celebrate, and you can tell me how we defeat that press. Fair enough?
That's fair.
All right.
We'll do it.
We're talking with West Virginia coach Bob Huggins right here on the Sean Salisbury Show as he gets ready to play Gonzaga in the Sweet 16. Hey, Coach, going back to that game against Notre Dame, Nathan Adrian, he only took three shots, only had, 3 points in that game, and it felt like he had such an impact on the game. What has he meant to your program?
Well, he's the key to what we do. He's very cerebral, and he knows when to go and when not to go, and he just does a great job at the top of the press. And he's a guy we run so many things through, and he's gotten so many off-key offensive rebounds at the end of games. And when Notre Dame made the run at the end, he's the one that got the offensive rebound to give us another chance, and then we end up hitting a three out of it, which kind of killed their run. But he just does so many things that I guess normal people don't really pay attention to.
Coach, you've seen a lot of Mark Few's teams, and we know how good they are. Where does this one rank with some of the past teams as far as depth and talent that Mark's bringing to the table this year?
Well, he's not playing as many guys, but I think they've got great depth. You know, when you start a 7-1 center and then you bring in a 7-foot center to rest him, who is probably a first-round pick, and then you have start a 6'10 power forward, and then you bring in a 6'10 power forward to replace him. They've got so much size. They shoot the ball really well. Williams-Goss has played terrific form. Doesn't turn the ball over. Makes shots, and Mark does a great job of finding guys who complement, you know, other guys.
Coach, you were recently outspoken about the possible rule changes to go from quarters instead of halves. Can you elaborate with us just a little bit on your frustrations with the committee's efforts to change a game so far?
Well, I just said that, you know, they shouldn't meet in Palm Springs, you know.
Buffalo.
I think if they met in Buffalo, you know, the meetings would be a lot shorter and we'd have less change. And I also think that you ought to have to be over 6 foot to be able on the rules committee.
I'm with Coach Huggins on that one. 6'5" or better. Hey, Huggs, what is the and I know you got to be careful with this, but I got to ask it. You watch games, but you're also watching your team in the first two. Are the refs letting us play enough in this tournament on the backboards?
I think it depends on the crew. I think some guys are, some guys aren't, just from what I've watched. The thing that we can't change is, you know, what's a foul for one guy may not be a foul for another guy.
Right.
And that's just being human. And so games aren't officiated the same way all the time just because of perspective and the way that different people look at things. So, you know, it's hard to say. I think you play and you try to adjust how the officiating goes.
Head coach of West Virginia Mountaineers, Bob Huggins, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. What would 6 fouls instead of 5 do for the game here in this tournament?
Well, obviously, I think it would keep the better players on the floor longer.
Would you like that, Coach? Not the better players, but would you like 6 fouls?
Not the way we play, but it's something we probably ought to take a look at. I would rather take a look at that rather than playing quarters.
We're talking with West Virginia head coach Bob Huggins right here on the Sean Salisbury Show. And, Coach, your team, it's such a balanced effort in terms of the scoring. If you had to point to one guy that has to hit shots.
We've got four guys in double figs, I think, right?
Yeah. If there's one guy you have to point to hit shots against Gonzaga coming up, would it be Javon Carter? Who's somebody that you need to really get the scoring punch going in order to win that game in particular?
Well, it certainly helps if Javon makes some shots. But, you know, I think the strength of our team is we could have a variety of people make shots. Daxter Miles is capable. Tariq Phillips capable. Tavon Myers is capable. Elijah Macon can have a big game. I mean, I just think we have a bunch of people that Lamont West can make shots. Beetle Bolden can make shots. It's just, you know, it's a matter of who's shooting it in that day to who we go to.
Coach, how do you keep your kids energy? I mean, you want energy, but, heck, they're in the Sweet 16, and I know you, the job's far from over. But, you know, there's that feeling, these are kids. Some get too high, they read Twitter, they go on Facebook. How do you prevent them from buying into the press clippings of how good they're playing right now?
I don't think you can. We practiced today. I thought they were good today. I thought, you know, they were attentive. They were. I thought they had a lot of energy. I get the feeling that they're not ready for it to be over yet.
That's a good feeling for you, isn't it? Where's this? You're really fond of this team, as you are all your teams. Anything special, more special about this one than past?
What a fun to be around. They've got great camaraderie, and I think, honestly, if you break us down individually, we've had a lot better talent.
Right.
But I don't know that we've had been as deep. I don't know that we've had guys who get along better, who root for each other, who pull for each other. You know, we're playing three guys in the five position, and Elijah Macon's getting the majority of the minutes, but Brandon Watkins has had big games for us. Sagabon Kanate has had big games for us. And those three guys share that position They root like crazy for each other. Sags being a freshman, the other two guys really help him, spend time with him, want him to get better, want him to be successful. And same way on the perimeter with our older guys helping our younger guys. And, you know, when you have that, it makes coaching a whole lot more fun and a lot easier.
Hugs, we appreciate it. Give them hell, and we look forward to watching Thursday. Always appreciate you spending time with us.
It's my pleasure. Looking forward to talking to you when this is over with.
Can't wait, my man. Thanks, Bob.